I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. This week, we're going to talk about surf casting for stripers. Kevin, we're heading into June. This is a particularly good time to be thinking about targeting striped bass from the shore.
Absolutely. We talk a lot about water temperature and striped bass, and we finally get to the point where the water is warm enough that the striped bass show up and they get very active, and there's only a window of a few weeks, though, before it starts to get a little too warm. So right now we're in kind of a sweet spot, especially for shore fishermen. Once it gets too warm, the striped bass go a little deeper. But right now, they tend to be near shore, and it's a great chance to get in on some action for people who don't own a boat or for people who don't have a boat in the water yet.
So how gear-intensive is this? What do you need to get started?
The basic thing you need to get started is a rod and reel. And for surf casters, you want a slightly longer rod than you would use from a boat. Usually something in the 8 to 10-foot range works best. And if you talk to someone in a local tackle shop, get some local expertise, give them a budget, they should be able to set you up starting for around $200, and from there you can spend as much as you like. As far as lures goes, again, describe to the shopkeeper, let them know if you're just getting into it. Don't get fooled into spending too much money on lures. Start very basic and start with what you need. And then finally, the third thing that surfcasters tend to need is waders. Waders let you get a little closer to the water, and if you buy a pair with felt bottoms, you're much safer for standing on wet, slippery rocks, things like that.
We have a lot of coastline, obviously, and there must be a bit of a trick to picking out where to set up for this.
There is. One of the best ways to find stripers is think, what are they looking for? And this time of year, they're looking for food. They've come all the way up. They've migrated up from down south. They want more calories. And in this time of year, you'll find that areas where the water has started to warm, such as harbors, rivers, estuaries, that's where you see the most life. It's where you see the food chain really in action. So look for bait fish. Look for things like worms, shrimp, anything that you think striped bass might want to eat. That's a great place to go.
When you're near shore boat fishing, you're often keyed in on factors like current and tide. Are they part of the picture here?
They're definitely part of the picture for surfcasters. One of the biggest questions we get at the magazine is, what is the right tide to fish? Should I fish at high tide or low tide? Unfortunately, it's not that simple. Every spot is a little different, but as you start to fish different places, you'll start to learn. Usually, as long as you're somewhere between high tide and low tide, so in other words, as long as the tide is moving and the current is moving, that tends to get the fish active. So look for moving water between high and low tide, and just make sure there's enough water there for striped bass to feel comfortable. Sometimes at extreme low tides, you'll have to move out and find different areas. And then there are some areas that as the water gets high, they'll start to move in and come closer to shore.
How about wind?
Wind is important. There's a lot of places where surfcasters like to have the wind in their face, so it's not the most comfortable for fishing, but a lot of times that brings the fish closer to shore. So usually a little wind making some waves in your face where you're trying to fish is a good thing. But, of course, if it gets too windy, then you can't cast, and that defeats the purpose.
Let's take a moment now and round up the fishing action. What are we seeing?
Bluefish is still probably the hottest thing going on right now. The striped bass bite has been a little bit slow to start with the cold water. So blue fishing has been excellent off the south side of the Cape and on Martha's Vineyard. However, we are starting to hear more and more reports of striped bass, including some bigger fish, some 20-pound fish, mostly along the Elizabeth Islands, in Buzzards Bay, and then finally seeing some good striper action in the canal. And then bottom fishing is also a very good bet this time of year. Vineyard Sound and Nantucket Sound, along with Buzzards Bay, you'll find great black sea bass fishing and also a good scup bite. Fish on the bottom with cut bait like squid, and you should do very well.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.